Well, thanks all to call me this morning. And I hope you can review the documents I sent you last night. Well, last night for me, this morning for some of you. the thing point I want to be discussed today, I sent you an email with some question there. But the thing is this, Trusted Introducers is a service hired by Serena. This is research network in Europe to provide service.
I'm on the call.
Oh, hi, Bart.
Hi. I'm sorry. I'm in a hotel and housekeeping was coming in.
Good morning, Bart.
Morning.
Yes. Bart, I sent last night, or well, this morning for some of you, some guidelines for this call, and some documents like a reference for what we can do to improve the request of information for the contact repository implementation. I found the Trusted Introducer is a service hired by Severna. It's an education network, I think, research and education network. I found the some publications about the term of reference and how they restructure the Trusted Introducer. And basically, Trusted Introducers was one of the references to create this contact repository from the past working group that suggest the creation of this working group, then it's a good reference, I think. But what I read about Trusted Introducers is they have more functions that than we need. They have a function of listing, and this function is basically the contact repository, I think. But they have a function of certification and accreditation of the task force. And the members of this task force is mainly CSERTs, the incident response teams organizations. Then, in this way, this contact repository, our contact repository, is a little different in this way. But in the terms of what they do and what how they do it, I think it could be a good reference for us to our contact repository implementation. The other thing I found is the service name is Trusted Introducers, but the real company behind this before 2011 was SQ, and after that it's a German company named Presecure. Then these two companies could be a good reference to invite to provide information when we finish our document. okay. About okay about the this the term of reference 2012. PDF document, the first thing I noticed is the point 1.3 I sent you before in the email, and this says the task force will operate from 1st of September in accordance with the terms of reference, but remain subject to the authority of Serena, and who may notify the terms of reference, appoint or dismiss officials, or dissolve the task force if it considers that the activities are no longer useful or relevant. The thing here is, in this way, Serena established the governance of the service, and the governance of the service is enforced by Serena itself. Then, I feel or I think that that's the role that could have or could keep ICANN, by example, in the way that the context repository implementation should subject to the authority of ICANN, maybe. What do you think about this point? Somebody?
Hello, Louis. This is Antoinette. I think referring back to 1.3, I think that's a good idea.
Then maybe we can include
for incorporation into our proposal.
Yes, this is my point. We can incorporate in our proposal something similar, meaning ICANN, like authority over the temple reference and over the service. If you agree with this, we can do it.
Yeah, Isaac here. I think it's a good idea to ICANN into that. And that point three is, that's a good idea. Yeah.
It does you have the...
Once again, I didn't hear.
Okay.
And I also think it's a good idea as far as, you know, making some suggestions as far as the organizations that this Terrera has somewhat vetted. You know, it saves us the process of reinventing the wheel.
Oh, yes. That's a very good point, yes.
I'm going through the documents, and I'm sorry I'm so ill-prepared, but I'm still going through the documents, so I'm on your terms of reference category. I'm scanning very quickly.
Yeah, don't worry, but the main idea is, my main question here is if we can use some of this model in the way of Terrera hire trusted introducers. Maybe we can adopt some issues, some points here. Maybe we can have some homework after this call to include relevant parts of the process of hire in our document. Then, this was just one example. The thing about the governance or authority. The other question I send you here is. Is about steering committee. Terrera defined a steering committee that could have a role of a committee that can govern the process. Then I have here a comment from Itochi that he say. No, he talked about, the steering committee is to make decisions about any kind of issues. However, I don't have a specific idea what the issues may be. If that is not clear, I cannot make any choice. What the Itochi says is it's not clear what could be the issues that this steering committee should take decisions or should take in account, then he is not sure about if we must include it. Then I think in the case of process introducers, because they do more than content repository, they do accreditation, they do certification, this steering committee could have more things to do. But in the case of our contact repository, I think the basic things, the basic tasks that this steering committee should have is establish, by example, some policies or establish some policies about the entities that could be listed there, or, by example, the security response task force that could be accessed, this contact repository. Then the idea of the steering committee could be necessary to have something like that there. Maybe you can think more about this. And if we decide to include it in the document, we can include it. And in the way they do it, they did it. Any comments about this steering committee? Any thought?
You know, I think this is Antoinette Louis. I think that the steering committee concept would also be a good idea. And I think Hitoshi's comments of, you know, you don't know what the issues are, what the problems would be. So it would be a good way to vet it through a body. And if you have established that steering committee, I think that's a good idea.
Okay, I think yes. But and I think if there are no steering committee there,
because you provide
who else can do this task? Then we need to figure out that. Yes, Antoinette, go ahead.
Could you repeat that again, please?
Yes. If we not include the steering committee in the proposal, then this task that should be done by the steering committee should be done for someone else. Then we need to think about who else to do the things if we not include this steering committee. Or maybe we find that we don't need this steering committee because they don't do anything. But I don't think so. I think it should be something that this steering committee could do. For example, about the... Because we cannot let all the jobs only on the company that could bring the service. There could be some way of governance, a way of...
Perhaps check and balance.
Yes.
You know, I like check and balance personally. So maybe the steering committee's function, you know, because I'm looking at the steering committee 5.1 of the terms of reference.
Yes.
And it says what they're responsible for. They're responsible for coordinating the activities of the task force, reviewing the performance of the trusted introducer and transit services, and making recommendations to change or expand. So the steering committee may not always have, you know, a function or role or something to do, but when an issue presents itself, you have something already established where, you know, they can provide good information.
Yes.
So, I mean, we can, you know, I mean, it's something that we can definitely think about and sleep on. I don't think it would be harmful.
Okay. Yes, I agree with that, and I think we should have this encounter. I mean, we could include some of these in the request of information. Anyway, we can include many things in the request of information. If we find out we don't need some of these things, we can remove it after. Then it's better to have more issue there and more specific specification in the document, and then we can wipe out something after. Then any other comment? Okay. The other thing I mentioned in this document. It's about the privacy of information, the confidentiality of information. We already include a statement in our document, and we established that confidentiality of the information is out of the scope of this working group, and we should build a policy of the repository. The repository. My question here is if we need to ask for this policy to someone else, or we can include some reference in the document that we can use to cover the issue about the privacy of the information. That is my question.
I have a question, Louis, because I don't like necessarily to reinvent the wheel, but, and I'm going to throw this to ICANN staff. Does ICANN have any policy statements, confidentiality of proprietary information that's already been generated by their legal staff?
Yeah, they do. And they go a long way. But the point is, with all these type of statements, they probably need to be reasonably specific.
Okay.
Because
that might be a place where perhaps we could start.
And then probably some of the CCs have them as well.
Okay. Bart, we could use that like a reference then?
Yes, a footprint, a basis.
Yes, but let me dig it up.
Okay.
See what is feasible, but I think some of the CCs have them as well. So if you just put in a placeholder at this time and say either the ICANN one or say someone from a CC, mm-hmm. then you have already another you filled it in.
Okay. Thank you, Bert.
Okay. Oh, okay, great. We can go in this way then. What do you think about this, in general, about this idea to bring this current process about trusted introducer to include some of these issues in our document? I think we are okay with that. If it is this way, maybe I can ask you to review the documents and take all the parts or all the relevant things for us to complement our request of information. And maybe for the next call, we can review all the includes or the or the added information, and go near to finish the document for the request information. What do you think about this? And then there's any complaint about this?
Yes, Isaac. No, I think it's quite all right to do it that way.
I agree with it because I had a number of questions on the proposal as I was reviewing it and editing it. So I think a lot of the information from Terrera would definitely be helpful.
Okay. Just keep in mind, yes, when we are working, when you are working in this, just keep in mind that the trusted introducer functions or trusted introducer commitment is more than the contact repository implementation, because they have the accreditation and the certification too, and we don't need that thing. Then the things, paragraph or the subjects about these other two functions, we don't need it really. Then
it's clear from Hitoshi's overview.
Oh, I didn't. Toshi's overview. with that.
Say when we say from some time back, what is needed and what is.
Yes, that's right, that's right. You're right. Let me go back and pull that up. I need to look.
I like you singing, Antoinette.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm multitasking this morning.
Well, I'm sorry, but I didn't understand well about Hitochi.
No, it's if you go back, say,
yes.
It's quite some time ago, but say the working group had say when we discussed the basics, so you got the framework of Hitochi.
Mm-hmm.
And say which he kindly produced this chart with all the relations.
Oh yes, okay.
And you can map what is in here, but it covers these relations.
Oh yes, okay, yes. And
you use it as an overlay. That's what Barbara.
Yeah.
Yes. Where is it?
Okay, I think we can include this. This like a reference for the request information too.
Yeah, it's a bit of, then it becomes a bit of a checkbox.
Okay. Then we can do it. Then maybe I will ask you, all of you that working group, that you have homework in the way we can, you can include or you can take part of this process into a proposal and Hitochi's model of the relations and include it in the document to explain a little bit better what we need with this request of information. Okay,
and that was in September 12th of 2011 that Hitochi had sent that to us. I'm just looking at it right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just for a quick reference.
Yeah, almost a year.
Yes, almost a year.
Wow. Yeah.
It was a PowerPoint, 2 attachments.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes,
Thank you.
We can take this. We can take this and include it in the question from. I'm not so sure about the some diagrams. I'm not so sure if it's common to include it in the request of information, or maybe some of these parts could be led to for the creation of the content repository by itself when after it's hired. But I think it's up to you. Yeah, you can include it, and we can discuss this.
Yeah. But at least you know you covered everything. That's the whole idea.
Okay. Well. Yes. Okay. I think it's all for today. I think it's all for today. If somebody has any other comment or issue that we want to discuss, and from now we have all have homework, and the idea is to complement the request of information document to review a new draft in the next call. If you're okay with that, any comment?
Yes.
Yes, I'm in favor of that.
Okay. Great. Then I think it's all.
I need to grab my
morning coffee.
Oh, okay. And I'm keeping you in prayer, Louis, since you guys had the hurricane. I mean the earthquake down there. I hope all is well with you and your family.
Oh yes, I read this morning about the some geologists go there, and they. At the beginning, they don't understand why a so huge earthquake don't do too much damage, and they found there's rocks, a rock chip in the ground that protects our country from this huge damage. Yes, it's amazing. We are the lucky country. We are
yeah. You protect it for earthquakes.
Yeah. Okay, I'm happy to hear that.
Really, because there are only 170 houses damaged, not completely on the ground, only damaged. And nobody dies, and everything is good. And in San Jose, by example, we just feel the earthquake, a little strong, yes, but we used to have earthquakes here. It's not a, not a new thing, but not a huge damage. And we saw the intent of the earthquake. It's for more damage, really. And today I read the news that, great. I'm happy for that.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I think it's all. Thank you for participating in this call. And I think we can make it again, I think the 12th of, no. 18th of September?
Yes, that's what I saw, yes. And Louis, thank you so much, and I can't stop, thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
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 Bye-bye.